You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Watched two games on Monday Night Football. Couldn't believe it.
Hey.
Whew, Falcons did what they always do.
Lose.
And the Chiefs do what they always do.
Win. You win, know how
win,
we do.
Win, win.
Things got started late in the third quarter with the sluggish Chiefs offense. Finally gets into the end zone with the flip to Tyreek Hill to put the good guys up 13-3. Okay, the computer don't want to act right today, Shay.
There we go. And they flip it to Hill. He's got a blocker in front. He goes for the pylon. And it's ruled a touchdown.
Woo-wee. With about 9 minutes left after New England's only touchdown in the game, Mecole Hardman finds pay dirt to extend the Chiefs' lead 19-10.
It's Hardman with the football, and he's in for the touchdown. Which way do you turn? Where do you look? Patriots took, it's just a split second. If you haven't figured it out, he's gone.
And just a few moments later, Tyrann Mathieu, friend of the show, took advantage of a bobble catch from Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman and got a pick six to pad the Chiefs' lead to 26-10.
Oh, it's intercepted. Right to the hands of Edelman. And Mathieu is able to take it home for the touchdown. Edelman with his second drop of the night, and this one cost his team a touchdown.
Chiefs cornerback Rashad Fenton closed the door on New England with KC's third interception of the night, Shay.
Stidham deep down the field, and that is intercepted by Fenton, who decides to run it out. Fenton back to the 33. And that will probably do it.
Another dub for the Chiefs, only team in NFL history to start four consecutive seasons 4-0. Next week versus the Raiders, Sunday at Arrowhead, high noon. It is Raider Hater Week officially, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I predict another victory.
Most certainly, because they are not good. They are not a music want to play. Oh, now it don't want to play. Oh, Lord. The offense was really, like, you know, out of tune yesterday. And Bill Belichick, he's a tremendous coach. First ballot Hall of Famer. Probably the best coach to ever coach football. They really attacked the Chiefs' weakness, which is they put eight people in coverage and they only rush three. But the thing with them only rushing three is that they were able to get to Patrick, which is why the offense was really sluggish in the first half. But, you know, they eventually got together like championship teams do.
You know how we do. Brand new song. Be in position at 7-Eleven.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Highs in the lower 80s today. Nice with plenty of sunshine. Clearing 58 right now in Swope Park. Shade, what's popping?
Trey Songz revealed on his socials yesterday that he has been diagnosed with COVID-19.
Here with a very important message to let you know that I tested positive for COVID-19. Taking many tests as I've been out protesting, food drives. Of course, I have a very young son at home, so I get tested periodically, and this time, unfortunately, it came back positive. 7.5 million Americans have contracted COVID. One out of 1,000 black people have died from it. I will be taking it seriously. I will be self-quarantined, and I will be in my house until I see a negative sign. I've always taken it serious. If you come in contact with COVID, please do the same. Don't be like the president.
Oh, spicy.
I'm trying to tell you.
Spicy at the
Don't
end.
Be like your president. Shameful.
Taking your mask off.
God bless the United States.
Jacquees and Dreezy have broken up. And fans saw the whole thing on Twitter. I don't know how I was privy to this. I saw it over the weekend. I don't follow either one of them. How it came up in my timeline, I have no idea.
But you saw it. Give us the scoops. Come on, stop holding out.
So apparently, she put up a tweet saying that dude's trying to clout chase and know that she ain't with the bleep at all. You're blocked. I'm single and I'm logging off. Go play with your ex.
Ooh.
So then,
can't talk to the king of R&B like that.
King of R&B.
So he came back with, go play with yourself, LOL. And then some of her fans was like, he corny anyway. He been corny. You know how I get.
A little, nothing like a little internet beat to start out your morning, huh?
Do they got albums on the way or something?
Possibly.
That's where my mind goes all the time when it's, because you can really just say these things to each other and not go on
no,
your...
No, you can't. No, not when you're in the petty zone.
He's a bum.
So you can't
nah.
just...
Nope. You got to do
it. You ain't got their phone number. You got to go online.
Yep. You got to subtweet. Got to. Okay.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
I didn't know that. Now I know.
Yep.
So Drake surprised a fan in the hospital who is suffering from a rare form of brain cancer.
Mm.
He was introduced to this fan from singer-songwriter Mustafa the Poet. And so he sent a video message to the teen, and he was so happy to see that Drake had done that for him.
Saw the video, couldn't be more happy for the young man. And shout out to Aubrey for doing that, man. That's a good look.
Did you know that Kanye had COVID-19 back in March?
I had no clue.
Me either.
Yeah. And that's the early stages of it in the United States.
His wife, Kim Kardashian, said that she took care of him during that time. Do you have... No?
Mm-mm.
Kanye had it way at the beginning when nobody really knew what was going on.
Here we go.
It was so scary and unknown. I had my four babies and no one else in the house to help. I had to go and change his sheets and help him get out of bed when he wasn't feeling good. It was a challenge because it was so unknown. Changing his sheets with gloves and a face shield was really a scary time. Maybe our planet needed a break.
Man, you corny!
Stop being a hater all your life, Brian. God.
That just give me the heebie-jeebies when you do it like that.
Why?
It just does. I don't know, man.
That was my Kim voice.
Yeah, I know. Give me the heebie-jeebies.
Anyway, he said that he put himself on California's ballot as a vice president candidate to throw off Joe Biden's campaign.
Like, he actually said that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, dog. Do what you gotta do, Kanye.
This voting situation is a serious thing. We're going to be talking with a Kansas City woman who received her mail-in ballot and someone had already written in Donald Trump and Mike Pence. So we're going to find out what the next steps are with that. Of course, she's contacted the election board and let them know about what's going on with that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Hey, Brian and Shay. I'm sorry. I'm really not mad at all, but I'm sorry not the way that Shay was reading in Kim's voice. And I just wanted to call. Man, I listen to y'all. I'm a manager at Waffle House. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all keep cracking me up.
Scattered and smothered on cheese.
And covered. And covered.
I don't like it covered. I don't like cheese like that. But I love it.
Mm.
See, you don't know the lingo, Brian. You don't go to Waffle House
right.
like that.
Come see us.
Okay, well, would you send an invitation? Where you at then?
Oh, see, I don't know if I'm going to give you all my coordinates.
Oh, dang. You ain't going to drop the location?
Hey, come find me. Somewhere around Antioch.
Okay, there we go. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Waffle House way.
I like it that way.
We've got eggs anyway you like them. 24 hours a day.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like poop, but got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you want to act up. Ay, I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and shine.
Good morning, 653. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Nice, plenty of sunshine. You're clear at 58 right now in Overland Park.
If you've ever been on the corner of 18th and Paseo, you've seen the adopted street sign. Morning Grind with Shay and Shine is there. That's our street. It's coming Saturday. We're going to be out there cleaning it up. Looking for some folks to come help us. Face mask is required. We'll be providing gloves, trash bags, and trash pickers. Shouts out to Anita at Soiree. She says she'll be providing coffee and donuts to anyone who comes out and helps us clean up our street.
Meet us there at 10 o'clock this Saturday, y'all.
Send me an email at heyshay@kprs.com so I can know how much bags and stuff we gonna need. Yesterday, before the game started, every news outlet was covering Donald Trump's helicopter landing on the South Lawn as he was released from Walter Reed Medical Center. As soon as he got into the doorway, he took his mask off, though he is still infected with the coronavirus.
He says he learned a lot at the school where they just don't read books at the school of coronavirus. Apparently, he didn't read that him having the virus and him coughing and taking his mask off is going to affect other people that's around him.
The White House is decimated with the new cases every day. His White House Press Secretary McEnany, I think that's how you pronounce that, she tested positive as well. Several staffers inside of the White House, they're infected as well.
You see him talking?
Oh, yeah.
He had a very hard time breathing, and it was visible.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago.
Why is like everything such a just a competition, or just speaks in superlative mode all the time?
He also has been shot up with steroids, which mask a lot of the issues that COVID-19 tends to do on the body. Also, we don't know how long he's had it. We don't know which phase of it he's in. And there are people who have long-term effects of COVID-19 on their body.
And some we don't even know of yet, Shay.
His doctor from Walter Reed had this to say.
Though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations, and most importantly, his clinical status, support the president's safe return home.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical of that, because there are world-class athletes, specifically NFL athletes, who have had this. Von Miller, who said he's still having trouble breathing, hasn't recovered all the way. So you mean to tell me that this guy who eats McDonald's every day and drinks Diet Cokes every day recovers that fast?
His vice president says they're going to continue on with the rallies. You rally if you want to rally.
Talk about super spreader.
Who ain't rallying is me.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
World premiere.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103. Jams.
Four straight seasons of 4-0.
Uh-huh.
First NFL team in history.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Pats, where your boys? Pats, where your boys?
Well, that's another one. Got another dub. Where's number one? S on his chest, but his cappy got corona, son. Sitting at the crib and you mad, hella spicy. Our defense on the field getting grimy.
Now what?
Another interception for the good guys. Tyron ran it back and Kansas City got too loud. I say we the best. Hell yeah, you know I'm in it. Quarantine. We the kings, kiss the rings while we scheming on your screens. Posting on the gram and your cute little hats, but we the champs and we finna go back to back. Oh damn, another quarterback in the game. Take your L and cry the ball later on. plain. Go ahead and get to stepping like Martin did Pam. Isa, don't come to KC. What up, Cam?
Cam, da 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 da. Pat's where your boy.
Cam,
da 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 da. Pat's where your boy.
Cam,
da 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 da. Pat's where your boy.
Cam,
da 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 da. Pat's where your boy.
Got a baldy this morning, Brian. Where your baldy at?
My baldy. Oh my God.
Onyx.
I like that one, man. I really did. Sticky fingers.
Man, what a game.
It was, man. The defense is that. This defense is really good. It's probably the most underrated part of this team because the offense was very slow yesterday. So the Chiefs been playing complimentary football.
Shouts out to my guy, Tyrann Mathieu.
Woo!
He had a touchdown, and then they called it back for pass interference, and then he came back.
Yep.
And redeemed himself.
Yep. I forgot about the callback of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, friend of the show, shout out to my dog. Just balling all on 10, as what Shea Moore would say.
Now it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Chills.
723, highs in the lower 80s today. Nice, plenty of sun. Right now, you are cloudy and 58 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of Potomac is 37 today. And basketball player, son of LeBron James, Bronny James, is 16.
My dog. Happy birthday, everybody born on October 6th.
Congratulations to rapper Waka Flocka. He received an honorary doctorate for his community work.
Yes, love that.
And it came from a Bible college, the Bible Institute of America Theological Seminary.
That's a big deal, and it needs to be celebrated.
It's in the hood in the SWATs, by the way, off Cascade.
That means Southwest Atlanta, right?
Yep.
All right.
Taraji P. Henson is set to release a new project focused on mental health.
All right. Didn't her father have issues or something like that?
I'm not sure. So the show is a part of Facebook's push to support World Mental Health Day, which is this coming Saturday, October 10th. And the show will be on the Facebook Watch platform. That's the same platform that Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk is on.
Mm-hmm. Shay Moore, you getting a show next on Facebook? What's up?
I have one. When I cut my live on, that's that would indeed be my show. If they got a check, you know, I'm willing to talk about idiot or situation.
Because we need people, places, and things, you know, on Facebook.
Well, this is something that you can do, Brian. If I do the Facebook Watch, maybe you can do the OnlyFans. Jordan Woods has officially set up her page for $20 a month.
Well, she look good, too. She look better than a check, all right?
You look good! Right. You look good!
Well, prove it. Put your $20 up.
I might. You never know.
Put your 20 where your mouth is.
I need some exclusive content, though.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
To get this dub.
For this 20? Oh, that's disgusting.
You better do something strange.
That's gross.
Ooh, that thing of beauty.
The Houston Texans fired their head coach yesterday and general manager Bill O'Brien, one and the same.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to happen just for the simple fact that they're in flux with the ownership with that. But when you got Deshaun Watson and you 0-4, somebody needs to be held accountable.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
You know we got to get our free legal advice, even if it's from the protest line.
Good morning, Stacey. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I'm broadcasting from a tent outside of the City Hall on the South Lawn. And today we're going to talk quickly about what to do if you have to go to court for a traffic ticket. And so if you're not wanting to hire an attorney for a traffic ticket, remember that you could get points on your license that could affect your license and possibly suspend it because you only get 12 points in 18 months before your license is revoked for a year. So when you get there, the judge is going to give you two options and two options only. That is to plead not guilty and proceed to a trial, or to plead guilty. And so there is no negotiating with the judge to get your ticket amended to a non-moving violation. In the state of Missouri, that can only be done by a lawyer. And so the process of that is the lawyer talking with the prosecutor, and then the prosecutor changing the charge to a non-moving violation. And so if you go in yourself, you can plead guilty. You will get assessed points if it is a moving violation, but then you'll be able to pay the fine. You can always ask for probation or something like that, but either you'll get probation or a fine, but you can't ask the court for dismissal unless you're taking it to trial. And if you do take it to trial, make sure that you have all of your evidence and you have it marked. And just Google the basic rules of evidence to make sure that you get your evidence in and it's not objected to by the prosecutor, because they're going to treat you just like a lawyer. And so if you have questions about traffic tickets, we started out being famous for those. My number is 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and all social media at StacyShawLaw. And remember, we are having prayers and positive thoughts for Deja, the pregnant woman that was body slammed by the police during an arrest. If you're wanting to donate either a love gift to her or baby items, you can drop them off right here at City Hall by the tent and ask for Jude. And so until next time, knowledge is power, and we're bringing power to the people. Today is Tuesday, and we're celebrating complete peace. So if you want to come down for the Occupy Kansas City Hall, please come down and join us. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow is the last day to get registered to vote in the state of Missouri if you want to be a part of November's election. Mm-hmm. And if you live in Kansas, you have until the 13th. A Kansas City woman received her mail-in ballot with Donald Trump and Mike Pence's names pre-filled in the example box, Brian. And her return envelope had the wrong date on it. We're talking to her this morning.
Good morning, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Harry, you got a little confusion in your mail.
Yes, I did. It started when I received an absentee ballot from the Jackson County Board of Election Commissioners. And I'm not exactly sure what day I received it, because it was postmarked September 25th, but I know I let it sit around for a week. But playing your vote is a real thing. I was looking at the absentee voting instructions, and when I opened it up, in the top left corner of the inside page, there's a place, for example, and it says candidate's name. There are three different lines and the three corresponding boxes. So someone had written in on the first block, Donald J. Trump, and they bubbled in the square. And then on the second block, they wrote in Mike Pence and bubbled in the square. And I was thinking to myself, So I let that pass because it was late and I was tired. And I went ahead and completed my ballot. And then as I got ready to put my ballot inside the business reply envelope that was provided, I looked on the back of it, and on the flap, there's a ballot number, election date, and then a place for the town and precinct. And all of that is pre-filled along with my name by the Board of Elections. But the election date was wrong. And I just thought that was just too much. That was two things that I felt like were voting improprieties, because the election date is listed as November 5th, 2020, which is a Thursday.
2 days after the actual election will take place.
Wow. Do you think this just could have been just a mistake, or was this maliciously done?
I like to think it was a mistake. I just find it ironic that my particular absentee ballot had two things that are voting improprieties. And so I immediately went to my husband's envelope to open his envelope for his absentee ballot. And there was nothing wrong with his. But in looking at the return envelope, just in my own layman's opinion, they were written by the same person, because this person used a very characteristic, it's a block lettering. It looks very distinctive. And his election date on his return envelope clearly says November 3rd, 2020. And when you look at the instructions that were included, there were no alterations at all.
So, of course, you talked with the election board both here locally and statewide. Did we get any resolution on this?
Yes and no. So my first call was to the Jackson County Board of Election Commissioners, and I was transferred to whomever they deemed was the appropriate person I needed to speak with, and I explained what happened, and he advised me that what he thought, this was probably just an old training document that had inadvertently been included in my envelope. And as far as my envelope having the wrong date, it would be perfectly fine to use that envelope. And once the envelopes reach their office, the envelopes go one direction and the ballots go another. The envelope is just used to identify, you know, the name of the person and make sure, I guess, that's part of their tracking system. But I felt like if somebody wasn't paying attention or was a little behind in planning their vote, if they didn't realize that November 5th was a Thursday and just had not made that connection, like I almost didn't, because, you know, it was late, I was tired, it was the last thing I did before I went to bed. And, you know, that could cause someone's ballot to arrive late and not be counted. And that's why, I mean, if nothing else out of this conversation, I just want to underscore, plan your vote this week.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing that. We've got to be vigilant about making sure we know the appropriate folks if we run into these sorts of situations.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
My ex and I had a child together, and he has not been in her life since she was 4 months old, but my fiance has been in her life since she was 6 months old. And since then, we have faced extreme struggles. He has seen me at my absolute lowest, and I feel like I was really, really low because of my ex. And now we just bought our first home. Our kids are going to school, and we're getting married in December. So, my ex.
Whoa!
Congratulations on the new marriage that's coming
up.
Thank
you. He's a wonderful man, and I'm truly blessed. My kids are blessed.
See, she ain't waste no time, fam. She got back on that new horse in six months. She said, look.
I don't do very good alone. That's just it. Like, my mom was a single mom, and, you know, mad props to her. But no, I'm not one of those single parents. I just can't do it by myself. I need that companionship.
Just make sure you put all them pictures up on Instagram and Facebook so he can really look at it and drool over you.
Oh, he just got served with child support the other day, too. So he's waiting on that. Because plus, I mean, like I said, he hasn't been there for her since she was 4 months old. He already has a 5 month old now.
Dang. Erase, replace, embrace, new face. I see you, girl.
Exactly.
Do your thing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
I keeps a hot pocket.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the lower 80s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you are clear in 58 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Gabrielle Union recently settled with NBC after getting ousted as a judge on America's Got Talent. So she did an interview with Mary Claire magazine and talked about what she saw as a toxic and racist workplace. Mm. She said, quote, I should be able to exist however the bleep I want to exist, because if you're hiring Gabrielle Union for my talent, then my talent is going to come out of my body in every way, shape, and incarnation that I can imagine. You're getting more bang for your buck the more you allow me to exist as I see fit. So she went on to say that she was a little upset with some folks not coming to her defense, particularly Al Roker and Terry Crews.
Oh, no, not friend of the show, Al Roker.
I know. We like him a whole lot. Man,
Terry Crews can get on somewhere, though. I don't care about Damon.
Lord.
Bye.
Trey Songz announced yesterday on his social media that he has COVID-19.
Wow.
Here with a very important message to let you know that I tested positive for COVID-19. Taking many tests as I've been out protesting food drives. Of course, I have a very young son at home, so I get tested periodically, and this time, unfortunately, it came back positive. 7.5 million Americans have contracted COVID. 1 out of 1,000 black people have died from it. I will be taking this seriously. I will be self-quarantining, and I will be in my house until I see a negative sign. I've always taken it serious. If you come in contact with COVID, please do the same. Don't be like the president.
Facts.
That's why we call this the shade.
She was nasty about me.
So, Brian, we had a new Chief song that we premiered at 7:08. Some of our folks missed it.
Uh-oh.
Back.
Uh-oh.
4 straight seasons of 4-0.
Uh-huh.
First NFL team in history.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Da 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 da. Pats, where your boy? Da 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 da. Pats, where your boy?
Well, it's another one, got another dub. Where's number one? S on his chest, but his cappy got Corona, son. Sitting at the crib and you're mad, hella spicy. Our defense on the field getting grimy.
Now what?
Another interception for the good guys. Tyron ran it back and Kansas City got too loud. I say we the best of hell, yeah, you know I'm in it. Quarantine. We the kings, hits the rings while we scheming on your screens. Posting on the gram and your cute little hats, but we the champs and we finna go back to back. Oh damn, another quarterback in the game. Take your L and cry the bow later on the plane. Go ahead and get the stepping like Martin did Pam. Ice up, don't come to KC, what up, Cam?
Cam! Da da da, da da da. Pats, where your boy?
Cam!
Da da da, da da da. Pats, where your boy?
Cam!
Da da da.
Winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
This is Miss Sandy.
Oh, Lord.
Don't say, oh, Lord, like you're always disappointed. Be happy. Praise
we are.
My name.
We are, seriously.
Say it like you mean it. Like, Miss Sandy, all right, let's go.
Okay, well, do your thing, girl.
You see? Just don't steady leave
you. You don't have to call.
Hell no.
It's okay, girl.
How about new?
I'm going to be all right tonight.
How come you're not singing along with Miss Cindy? Yeah. You sing along with everybody else, Brian.
Because hey, I want to. Here. Hey, it's too early for this stuff.
Yeah, I know you done heard somebody tell you that plenty of times. You ain't got to call nobody. Stay your ass at home.
Man, I'm about to go downtown. Y'all tell me to get some barbecue.
Oh, Lord.
Miss Cindy, you're qualified for $1,000 in stimulus cash.
I don't know why I never win this $1,000.
Because you're unlucky. Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams, y'all.
Hey,
I want to break it down.
Listen now through October 8th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash from Hot 103 Jams.
Give me my money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.